Today we are in Simcox Lane, which is one of the three small lanes that joins Trinity Street to Trinity Gardens in Drogheda. Nice view down across the river. We're outside number 3, which was the home of a lady called Bridget Comiskey, who was a well-known singer and more so even songwriter. I suppose what you'd call an urban songwriter in Drogheda back at the turn of the century. I think she was born about 1900 or thereabouts. She was well known in these parts, particularly for her singing and for the writing of songs. Apparently she had the ability to write a song on the spot and include in it the characters that were around her and the place that she was. One of the pubs, or maybe the main pub where she was best known, was McCrumlish's Inn pub, which is now Foley's pub in Trinity Street in Drogheda. She used to go there to get her husband out because he was rather fond of the place and a few pints.
But my memories of our husband, I think Paddy was his name, he used to drink in McCrumlish's and she'd be forever coming down, dragging him out of the pub. And like he'd say, ask her to sing. And she'd sit down and she'd make up these songs about anyone that was in the pub at the time. She'd be as happy as Larry then. She'd forget about what she was giving out about him, about, you know. So
she was able to make some songs up on the moment
for the whoever was sitting around her in the pub, you know, link into one.
So there'd be, say if it was Pat, she'd mention in the song.
The second name as well. Pat Connor was his name and he came from the job, so just link it into different things that happened around the time or whatever. You know, it was phenomenal how she done it, you know, just absolutely on the spur of the moment, never thinking about it, you know.
I think I'd be about a year or coming up to 2 years in the factory altogether. Now, I went in 3 months before I was 14 and they used to have to hide us. Of course they couldn't hide me because it was easy hiding me. I was 3 months and they used to have to hide us if we went in before our time. We left here this very house 50 years ago at 6:30 in the morning and we'd have to be in before 7. Just at the gate at 7 o'clock. And then we'd have these long tin cans, tea and sugar all together in the tin cans, and we'd have our lunch with us. And we'd go in and we'd leave our tin cans then in the dining room, and there's a woman named Mrs. Park used to make the tea, and that tea we wouldn't get out from 7 until 8:30 for our breakfast, for a cup of tea. We wouldn't have time to make it here. And Mrs. Burke, she was a very wicked woman, we said, oh, this tea is for all stewed. Oh, God. She'd up at the dish, lad, and she'd let you have to grab the face. Honest to God, she was a very wicked woman. But we chatted to her, and we used to sit down at the table in the dining room to get our lunch. We'd be looking at one another and say, oh, such tea. Oh, let's get home at 6 o'clock, we get a decent cup of tea. That'd be a half hour we'd get our tea, then at 1 o'clock we'd go out, well before one. Mm-hmm. We'd have to be in again too. We'd sit all in the grass, there was a big green outside the dining room, and we'd all sit down in the grass and we'd take out our more of a lunch. And then all those Julie Gate girls, now to tell the truth, they were very homely, and we'd say, bring us back a sponge. We'd be longing for the potatoes. Well, there were sponge dum-dums, we called them.
Oh.
And they come back with the potatoes. And they'd be coming back with the potatoes, the sponges, we called them, in a paper, and scullions and salt. And we thought the world at that. Mm. And do you know what? There was another girl then, she lived in Ship Street. And they were very nice to us, anyone that wasn't going home to their lunch. That dinner, and she'd bring us up a can of buttermilk, the scullions, the spuds and scullions, and the salt, and the can of buttermilk. We wanted none of Mrs. Bork's stewed tea at dinner time. And then we come home here in the night, that's 6 o'clock.
Goes along.
And we'd walk up the whole mash mill, and we'd play the mouth organ.
some of the songs she was best known for, I suppose the one we'll talk about, she would sang Sweet Dooley Gate, with Dooley Gate is also a spot in Drogheda. We don't know if she had a hand in or part in writing it, but some of the references in it make us think that she did, or she sort of localised it, the song. Beside me here is Kevin Branigan, a very well-known singer in Drogheda. And Kevin, would you give us a few bars of Dooley Gate?
I would. Sweet Dooley Gate, Sweet Dooley Gate, is the place I do adore. Where all young men and maidens, they dwelt in it before. Where all young men and maidens, they now lie far away. They are not in Sweet Dooley Gate, but they're in America. Oh, my true love's name I'll not exclaim, he's proper tall and straight. He is the finest young man that walks down Dooley Gate. He is the finest young man that ever you may see. And in spite of all our enemies, I'll keep his company. There's some speak ill of my true love, and there's more speak ill of me. But let them all say what they will, I'll keep his company. But let them all say what they will, I'll do the best I can. And I'll soon be leaving old Drogheda for to marry that young man. Oh, 'twould break my heart if I had to part with the lad I do adore. He said that he would marry me, and we'd leave old Erin's shore. He named the day the month of May, and we'll not hesitate. And I'll soon be leaving St. Mary's Mill and dear sweet Dooley Gate. Sweet Dooley Gate, Sweet Dooley Gate is the place I do adore. Where all young men and maidens, they dwelt in it before. Where all young men and maidens, they now lie far away. They are not in Sweet Dooley Gate, but they're in America.
Lovely, Kevin. The reference there to St. Mary's Mill is the reason we think that Mrs. Comiskey might have had some input into that song, because probably her other best known song is called St. Mary's Mill, after a place that she worked in Drogheda for, I think, 2 or 3 years. But I think we're going to visit there, Kevin, so we leave that till then.